Great. Agent McDonald is coming.
Oh, shit.
Relax. I'll handle it.
What's the status, team?
Still no contact from our source, sir.
When was he supposed to make contact?
4 hours ago, sir.
Well, that's it. We need to abort the operation.
Sir, please, I'm begging you. Give him a little more time. The intel my asset carries is pure gold.
Wendy, I understand this is hard for you. But if we don't abort now, all of our operatives will be compromised. I'm not prepared to live with that. Are you?
Sir, message incoming.
My God. He actually made it.
I told you he was good for it, sir.
Well, what's he saying?
Give it a moment.
Has the message?
Nope.
Is it finally... Seriously? Is that it?
Yes, sir. The message has been transmitted.
All right. Out with it, then.
It says, enjoy Arby's.
Those sons of bitches!
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings. And welcome.
Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, please.
Wait.
Please come inside. This is...
Welcome back to Sports Tomorrow. I'm Donald Campbell. Today I'm joined by two men who are widely considered the most dangerous men in the world. On my left, Winston the Hammer Jackson. And on my right, Mickey the Drywall Anchor Malone. The two have a highly anticipated heavyweight bout scheduled to take place next month, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have them both with us in the studio today. Thank you for joining me, gentlemen.
It's not a problem.
It's good to be here.
My first question today will be to you, Mickey. You have a record of 14 wins to one loss. Your single loss came from a controversial decision after 12 hard-fought rounds with Tyrone the Platypus Rex. Which brings me to my question. Can predestination and free will coexist?
I beg your pardon?
Predestination, free will, can they coexist?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
That's fantastic. Now, Winston the Hammer Jackson, your record of 13 wins to zero losses is truly impressive. What's even more impressive is that all of your victories came by knockout in the third round.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a machine. I'll crush you.
Right you are. Now, Mr. Hammer, what is the function of intuition?
The funk in the insect? What are you talking about?
The function of intuition. What is it?
I'm not sure I understand what these questions have to do with our fight.
Well, hold on now, Mickey. This question is for Hammer. Go ahead, Hammer.
Well, it's my personal opinion that the function of intuition is to provide a conceptual foundation that suggests the new direction for which new research should take.
I'm sorry, that's wrong. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today. Be sure not to miss the heavyweight bout of the century that's been advertised as the Thunder in the Tundra, which will be broadcast live from the frozen wasteland of northern Canada. Brought to you, of course, by Wilkes Cigarettes. You have to die somehow, so why not make it Wilkes? Good night, everyone. And now back to inferior decorators.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Inferior Decorators. We are at the home of Mike and Jenna Patterson. And as you can see, their taste is about as refined as a crackhead with a swollen tongue.
Whoa. Hey, man. We're standing right here.
Yeah, that was kind of rude.
They're a little sensitive. That's okay, though, because we're going to get them to think outside the box. And today, we're going to turn this into a lovely home. All right, Pattersons, are you ready to get started?
I'm still a little caught up on your comment about our taste.
Oh my God, Jenna, you are so cute. I swear to God, if you were blind, you would walk right into a wood chipper. Now, onto the rooms.
Did he just insult me?
I can't tell. He appears to be speaking in riddles.
All right, it looks like we have our first bedroom here. Now, right off the bat, we can see there's a vaulted ceiling, a concentrated space, and a lot of room to breathe, which means we have a lot we can work with.
Thank you. That's really nice to hear.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking dungeon. I'm sorry.
Did you just say dungeon?
Yes. Dungeon.
We were thinking more of a cream setting.
No. There needs to be bars. Perhaps a dripping of some kind. Stalagmites. Omicron babies being shaken for their scared blood.
This is supposed to be the kids' room.
Take me to the master bedroom. Is this guy fucking serious?
I don't know what's going on. Have you seen how he walks? It's like he doesn't even take steps. He just glides from room to room.
Ah, the master bedroom. The bosom to which relationships nestle and grow. Why does he talk like that? I'm picking up a really good energy here. You know what, Pattersons? You two have clearly cultivated a strong and healthy relationship.
Thank you?
Yeah, it must feel great knowing that you found love when so many are dying alone.
I beg your pardon?
Stop everything.
What?
I got it. Dungeon.
Come on, man.
No. No, no, no.
Yes, listen. We'll have a skeleton collapse next to the wall, bound by chains.
What kind of fucking decorator are you?
Whisk me to the living room.
We're not gonna whisk you anywhere. Oh my God, you're right. He literally just glides along the floor.
Right? How the fuck does he do that?
All right, everyone. Here we are in the Pattersons' living room, and it's pretty obvious that we need to get to work immediately. I mean, look at this. Look at this.
Excuse me. Please don't touch that. Those are my dad's ashes.
Oh, ew. Gross. Well, thank God he's not around to see this.
That is just straight up disrespectful.
Well, despite the damage that's been done here, I have a perfect idea, Patterson family.
Do not say dungeon.
Seriously, man, my wife is pissed.
You're pissed too.
I know I am. I'm just saying that, you know what? It doesn't matter. Just don't say dungeon, dude.
Okay. Let me see.
I swear to God, man.
Don't worry. I got it. A dark underground space in a castle used for keeping prisoners.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of our house.
Everyone into the basement. Come on, hurry. Okay. Is everybody here?
Yeah. Everyone's accounted for.
What's going on, Daddy?
It's okay, sweetie. Just try to relax. Who has the radio?
I'm working on it right now.
Daddy?
Everything's okay, sweetheart. You're gonna be all right. Everyone quiet down.
The following transmission is a direct message from the United States government. This is not a test. the United States has been hit with multiple nuclear missiles, with more attacks expected in the future. We urge citizens to take shelter in the nearest building and await further instructions.
Nuclear missiles?
Shh! Quiet.
This is not a test. Under no circumstance should anyone leave the safety of their current location to travel to their local Arby's. There is no more Arby's. It's gone.
Oh my God.
Those fuckers.
Please do not attempt to locate the nearest Arby's for one last fix of their signature roast beef sandwiches, fresh salads, or delicious curly fries. There is no more Arby's. There is no more beef and cheddars. No more buffalo crispy chicken sandwiches. No more smokehouse brisket meals. The United States government urges strict restraint when craving any items from the Arby's menu. There are no more Greek gyros. No more 2-for-7s. No more jalapeno roast beef sliders. There are no more meats. However, if you find yourself in or near a McDonald's location, please feel free to purchase an assortment of their varied menu items, such as the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder with Cheese, the Double Quarter Pounder with Cheese, the Quarter Pounder with Cheese Deluxe, the Filet-O-Fish, the Crispy Chicken Sandwich, the Deluxe Crispy Chicken Sandwich, and of course, their world-famous fries. While you're at it, don't forget to wash it all down with a cold radiated Coca-Cola. Please stay tuned for further messages from the United States of McDonald's. I mean, the United States government. God bless America.
Jesus Christ. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. Anyone have Uber Eats?
Very well, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And don't forget, this is...
Come.